this is the best time of the year to live in Florida because you can go to a restaurant and dine out on the patio.
Oh,
and
nice.
You can call friends up north and say, hey, guess where I am? And I'm, you know, oh, gosh, it's so hot here. But we have cool nights. We have cool times. But in general, dining outside is a year-round thing in Florida. If we go inside, usually it's during the summer when it's too hot. I have some favorite places that I like to go and dine outside. One is Gargi's, which is a longtime Italian restaurant in downtown Orlando. Almost 10 years ago now, they moved over onto the shore of Lake Ivanhoe. And it's just a beautiful little place. I would never eat inside there. You got to go out and eat on the patio. You're right on the shore of the lake, and especially at sunset, it's just a beautiful setting. Up in Sanford, there's Hollerbach's Willow Tree Cafe, which is the popular German restaurant in the area. You go inside, it's like being inside a beer tent at Oktoberfest in Munich. It can be a little bit loud, a little bit raucous, but you can go out and sit on the sidewalk, and it's just a charming space right in downtown Sanford where you can just watch people strolling along the sidewalk. And you got that great, great German food. K Restaurant in College Park, it's in an old house, basically, that's been converted into the restaurant. If you go inside, you can dine in an actual dining room or you can dine in the living room. But they've also got a front porch that's nice and covered, and you can enjoy the warm temperatures out there. And they've also expanded in the back their garden area. And the chef, Kevin Fonzo, grows a lot of his own herbs and some vegetables back there, too. And it's become such a nice spot that they occasionally put tables out there. So you want to ask about that. In Thornton Park, Isa Tapas Bar is, again, in an old house. And out on the terrace, they've got some tables that are terrific. And Thornton Park, there's always people strolling about. And it's just another great people-watching place. Those are my favorite outdoor ones, is where you can sit and just watch everybody going by.
Does that specialize in Spanish tapas or small plates of all different varieties?
All plates of different varieties. I mean, it's rare anymore for tapas places to be actual Spanish tapases. It's become such a generic term that just means a small plate and you order a bunch of whatever. And then one of our newer restaurants in the area down on Sand Lake Road, on Restaurant Row, is Eddie V's. And they have put a nice little, almost a side patio, but then it wraps around to the lakefront. It's a little sand lake. The lighting is great, so it would be nice for a romantic evening out there, and good food, too.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.